This is Deacon Steve Greco, and I'm radio host of the show Empowered by the Spirit. I've recently written a book, Expect and Experience Miracles, that is available on Amazon. And the reason we did that is because the Lord Jesus Christ wants to shower us with His love and shower us with His grace, which is unmerited favor. The definition of miracle is God's supernatural intervention in our lives. And Jesus does that all the time. Let's be open to it. Expect miracles, and you will see the grace that God has in store for you. God bless you all.
Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here is Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope here at beautiful Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, in the Diocese of Orange. And wow, do we have the guest of all guests, a very, very close friend. In fact, I was saying to my wife this morning that one of the great treasures in my life is getting to know Kathleen Eaton Bravo, founder, CEO of the Obria Group. And we go way back. We go back so far that I think there was only a couple of clinics, maybe three, in Orange County, and we were struggling, trying to figure out how are we going to make ends meet. And yes, it's always still a struggle, but wow, welcome to the show, and the Obria Group is just exploding.
Yes, thanks, Steve. It's so good to be here again, and we do go way back. As I can say truthfully, that as I start getting feeling older, I just know that there's people like you
who are even older than you. Yeah, I know. No, yeah. But we are a team, and have always been a team, and a team for life. And for all of our radio audience listening in, life is a precious gift. Life is such a gift from our Lord Jesus Christ, and we have to fight for it. The title of the show is Action for Life. We just can't sit on the sidelines.
No.
And there's so much going on right now in which people are saying, yes, I'm going to stand and be counted. And a recent event that you were a big part of was the March for Life. Tell us about what happened on that.
Wow, is what I can say. You know, I've been marching off and on. So, you know, I've been in this movement now 36 years. I remember.
She started at five, by the way.
Five.
Just for the record.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, I remember the 25th anniversary, and it actually was a beautiful memory. I've never forgot where I was at the front with, I remember, Bob Dornan. He was a local, a congressman, and Bob Dornan. And so I was up on the stage that year, and so Bob and I were marching with Cardinal O'Connor, my hero, who of course was one of the founder of Sisters for Life. Was Cardinal O'Connor?
That.
Yes, he's the one that said, "I want to start a group of sisters that deal with the issue of life," and started Sisters for Life that are in New York.
Wow.
Cardinal O'Connor and Bernard Nathanson walk with us. Bernard Nathanson, of course, was the founder of NARAL, ran one of the largest abortion clinics in the country, was an advocate, was actually one of the instrumental doctors that helped get Roe v. Wade passed. Anyway, Bernard Nathanson converted to pro-life, converted to Christian, and then became a Catholic under the tutelage of Cardinal O'Connor. And I was, and also Norma McCovey was marching, who is Roe v. Wade. So that year, to do that at the 25th anniversary, here we are at the 45th, I didn't think anything could top that. And I'm telling you, I was in awe of the people that came. I wanted hundreds of thousands. It didn't go from curb to curb. It went from building to building. Massive amounts of people that marched and marched and marched. They just kept coming from, of course, the mall up to the steps of the Supreme Court.
And, of course, the media across the country really
Nothing.
Covered it.
Nothing.
You mean I thought it was just me who missed it.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
No, radio.
TV, unbelievable. Uh-huh. I mean, they cover the opposite side,
yes,
like, you know, like there's 10 zillion people.
Yeah.
But the reality is that the silent majority is mm-hmm. standing up to be counted
yep.
and making a difference. And my brothers and sisters, that's you.
Yes, it's the was the largest march in the history for social justice of any group, the largest march. And but the most exciting thing that I have to share and why I'm so excited, I'm guessing.
You never get excited.
I never get excited. But I am guessing. But I have to say, for every two people, if not every three people, one or two were youth. They were carrying university banners, not just Catholic Christian universities, secular universities. But here was these college students, high school students. They bussed them in. They flew in. They were massive. They carried banners. They sang. They prayed the rosary. I sobbed. I thought, you know, the youth, people say this is the most pro-life generation. The millennials are the most pro-life generation. And I say amen to that. They have said enough is enough and not on our watch in this new generation. We need to celebrate this. It was so moving. I'm not kidding. I pretty much sobbed, sang, prayed, rejoiced all the way from the mall, walking like little teeny inches all the way to the Supreme Court. And when I got to the Supreme Court, what's there is just hordes and hordes of these young people standing on the steps, praying and singing and holding banners that we are the generation of life. And I have to put in a plug here for Students for Life of America. Kristen Hawkins, who's on my National Advisory Board, and a dear, dear friend, who, of course, was there. Lila Rose, another one, David Jalad. And these are millennials that have changed the culture as far as reaching into the hearts and minds of these young people and educating them and bringing them to the front lines of this movement. Those three young, you know, and they're, again, all on my board. This is the future. I just have to see, as you can tell. It
hallelujah.
Was amazing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, if not you, then who?
Mm.
If not you standing up to be counted, then who?
Amen.
God is, there's a reason why you're listening to this show. You're listening to this show so that you can make a difference. You know, there's a little 14-year-old, I say little, but a 14-year-old young woman who was in the fields one day, and all of a sudden an angel appeared to her called the Angel Gabriel.
Mm.
And she thought she was just an ordinary person, and I'm sure in a small village. And all of a sudden she had this incredible news, and she said, "How is this possible?" And the angel said, "For nothing will be impossible for God." And then she said, "Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." My brothers and sisters, you are the embodiment of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the arms, the legs, the heart, the mind of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can make the difference. You can make a huge difference. The impossible can be done through you. And we see that right now with the Obria Group. We see the Obria Group that started this yeah. very small clinics in Orange County. And now tell us about the Obria Group and what's going on.
Well, isn't that true? So in 1981, a little pregnancy center was founded here in Orange County. And I actually was working for that same group, volunteering for that same group that founded it here in Oklahoma while I was back there going to school. Came back here. That little pregnancy center closed and all the boxes ended up, you know, on my front porch after my Crucio weekend. We reopened that, renamed it Birth Choice. That pregnancy center became 3 and then 5. And in 2006, we went full medical, which means beyond the pregnancy center and an ultrasound, we basically started doing really expanding into comprehensive women's health care. We now do OB care up to delivery in our clinics here in Orange County, our Orange Clinic. And then God put it on my heart, along with some great, wonderful donors and people that understand the business model, like you, Steve, because Steve was part of this, to say, look, we cannot we have something that the nation needs. And, you know, it's the scripture, you know, do we hide it under the bushel basket or do we shine our light from the hilltop? And so we climbed the hill. Basically, I've been climbing the hill and we've launched nationally. And so today, we have 37 Obrey medical clinics in 6 states. We just signed on 3 more. And we have another, I want to say, 20 to 24 in process. And now we are really getting 3 to 4 calls a week from around the country saying, please bring Obrey to Nebraska, to Colorado, to Kansas, to Washington, D.C., to there, Florida, Georgia, Texas. I can go on and on and on. They're coming, and what it is, it's unifying a pro-life medical, comprehensive medical clinic model that in communities where there is a Planned Parenthood, women will now have an alternative clinic, an alternative center clinic, licensed clinic to come to and get full services so they will never have to darken the door of a Planned Parenthood. You see, if we don't have those alternative clinic in those communities and they have nowhere to go, we'll continue to drive them into Planned Parenthood. And now we're saying no more. Just like those youth saying, you know, not in our generation. Well, what we need to say is we need to raise up this brand, one brand of licensed community clinics dealing, you know, for women so that Planned Parenthood now has a competitive model right in their community. It's just so exciting.
Not to reminisce, but yeah. I remember sitting in, I think it was Santa Ana, in that office that you had there, and we had a map. And on the map, we had where all the Planned Parenthoods were. And all these dots were around universities, around the lower social economic areas primarily, and so forth. And we said, we need to be that national brand that counters Planned Parenthood and counters what they're doing, which is obviously not life and the opposite of life in terms of abortions. And here, it's so amazing to me and so exciting to see the vision that you had and the vision that the board had and we all had is coming to life. You know, and that's a message for our radio audience. Dream big.
Yes.
Dream big. Don't put God in a box. Because with God, all things are possible.
I don't even know what to say. It's just, you know, a lot of people said, you know, Kathleen, we spent 5 years developing this, coming up with the Obrea trademark brand. It's reaching out to millennials. Everybody says, well, what does the name mean? I said, nothing. We're going to define what it means. And I said, but millennials, they buy brands. They use brands. They're one names. If you think of everything that's branded from shoes to makeup to everything that they buy and purchase, it's usually one name. And so what we did is we took Obrea, we trademarked it, we own it, and we said, okay, let's launch it. People said, you know, Kathleen, you're going to build this and nobody's going to come to your party. I said, first of all, I'm not building this. God is. If I was building it, you're right, it would fail. And God brings them. I said, if God builds this and nobody comes, I will not hang my head in like shame. I'm just walking through a door that God opened, and it's up to God every day. You're on your knees and you pray, okay, God, what is today going to bring? And please help me to be the person that I need to be to embrace it. And, so here we are today. We will have, I pretty much have a feeling we will have 50 clinics within the next, by summer. And I do believe we'll have 100 Obrea clinics by the end of the year. Our goal was 200 by 2020. And somebody said to me, Steve, and you would say this, don't ever put a limit to God.
Well, what the Holy Spirit just gave in my heart is you're going to have over 500 clinics.
Oh, gosh. Hopefully, I have the staff to support it.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we are in a battle, and we're going to come back and talk about AB 775 and SB 320 in California and how we have to stand up and make a difference. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are on Empowered by the Spirit.
Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together. Join us this year at the annual Orange Catholic Foundation's Conference on Business and Ethics at Hotel Irvine, Friday, May 4th. This year's breakfast event will feature a keynote by Cardinal Timothy Dolan and a Lifetime Achievement Award for Modern Day's Coach of the Year, Bruce Rawlinson, and other surprises.
This is Father Dave Dwyer, and I'll see you on May 4th.
To purchase tickets or be an event sponsor, go to orangecatholicfoundation.org. That's orangecatholicfoundation.org.
Would you like an opportunity to read and discuss inspiring books by bright Catholic authors? The OC Catholic Book Club offers quarterly book titles reviewed and chosen by Bishop Kevin Vann. Every 3 months, members gather to meet the author and hear informed commentary about the book by local church scholars. Membership in the OC Catholic Book Club includes 4 books and tickets to the author forums. For more information, visit occatholic.com/oc-catholic-book-club or call 714-282-3045.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are on Empowered by the Spirit, focusing on action for life with the founder, CEO of the Obria Group, a very close friend, Kathleen Eaton Bravo. We're in a war, you know, and my brothers and sisters, let's take a look at Ephesians 6. And it talks about putting on the armor of God for our struggle, and this is verse 6:12. Is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities, with the powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. Let's call it the way it is. We are in the front line here. When you fight for life, you are on the front line, and you've been on the front line for the last 35 some years or longer. Example, SB 320. Tell us what that is and why we need to fight those who believe for and stand for life. We need to fight.
Well, I tell you, this came so quickly. I mean, it like hit me in the face. I came back from Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden the news hit me. Have you heard? SB 320 is passed. It'll go up for a full vote to become law. What is SB 320? It is, by January 1st of 2020, all universities in California, universities and colleges, junior colleges, must, by law, dispense abortifacients and the abortion pill. Now, the abortion pill, if you look at Ellie, that is the same thing as RU46, but just a lower dose that a girl carries in her purse. She goes out and has sex, and then she takes it the next day, and she doesn't have to worry. Therefore, if she becomes pregnant, it automatically aborts the baby. And then we have, of course, RU46 that passed in this country, and RU46 in California has no restrictions. RU46 can abort, is a series of pills that a woman will abort her baby up to 12 weeks. That is through the first trimester. If they access that pill from outside the country, which there's 86 illegal sites right now in our country, 86 illegal sites dispensing RU46, the abortion pill, up to 14 weeks from Thailand and India. So this research was done by the Charlotte Lozier Institute. In other words, it is a war. First trimester abortions now, 50 to 70%, depending upon which state you're at, is 74% actually in Iowa. First trimester abortions are now being aborted by a pill, and it's being done by telemedicine, Planned Parenthood's telemedicine app. Right now, I just gave to Steve when I came in, Cosmopolitan Magazine just did an article, and it says Planned Parenthood will launch 10 new video chat abortion locations in 2018, and it's through telemedicine. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is basically a girl accesses Planned Parenthood or one of these illegal sites. She takes a pregnancy test. She reaches for her phone. She searches for the abortion pill. They all know that there's that limited time period. And now in 10 new states in 2018, they'll be able to access this pill through their smartphone, through Planned Parenthood and these illegal sites. So she searches. She takes it. She's positive. She gets online. She searches for the abortion pill. They come up, and they ship her this pill. Either she can go into a Planned Parenthood and take the first pill, and then they send her home to abort the baby, or depending upon what she accesses through her phone, she can get the pill shipped directly to her. So, ladies and gentlemen, where we are today is first trimester abortions are being aborted in the bedroom where the girl takes these pills and flushes the baby down the toilet. It is a reality we need to face. And if we are not up on technologies, you talk about the brick and mortar clinics, most importantly, every one of those brick and mortar clinics will now launch telemedicine app called Obria Direct. Planned Parenthood Direct is the app that dispenses this pill. Obria Direct, it's the only pro-life app in the country that is doing this. We've launched it after a million-dollar program of building it. And this is the future of abortion. It came so fast. And let me tell you, how do we stay up with this? This just came out. 10 new video chat. It means that she can go on her phone, search for the pill. Video chat means a nurse comes up. She video chats with the nurse. It's an appointment online. She can video chat with an OB nurse now too. Where we are is we've got to be on that smartphone. We have to be there when she searches at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's where I'm driving. So not just brick and mortar. We're moving into technology. We're moving into online virtual medical clinics. Obria is there. That is the future. We will not reach these women in that first trimester abortion if we are not on that smartphone, if we are not in that search. And this is critical and crucial to understand where the abortion industry has moved so quickly in the last, since 2015.
Well, you hear the passion, you hear the belief, you hear the faith of Kathleen Eaton Bravo, the founder CEO of the Obria Group. We have to stand and be counted. It is so obvious that Jesus has put us here on the face of the earth to have a purpose for our life. Mm-hmm. And part of that purpose is fighting for life.
Yes.
Fighting for the unborn, the dignity of man. It's, mm-hmm. it's Catholic social teaching. And it's so important that we make a difference. The question is, when I say fight or make a difference, what should our listening audience do mm-hmm. to counter SB 320 and the yep. other laws that
So are... we just shared that if these pills are now required to be dispensed on all the college campuses in California, required that they have, that they can access them right there on campus. Again, we've got to be on that app so that we're there even when she's on campus searching for that pill. We have to make sure she has an alternative, even an alternative from going and walking into the community, the clinic right there on campus. And we have to fight this law. Look, SB 320 is now an opportunity for us to contact and fight with our, I mean, I know it's California, it's tough, who do we have up there, but be a voice and say, not in my day, we cannot do this, but right now, by 2020, if we don't reverse it. But the good news is we know AB 775 that passed several years ago now forced us to put signs up in our clinics saying that this clinic does not do abortion and contraception, and therefore here's a number, call. And we have to put these signs up. Now, does Planned Parenthood put a sign up in there as, hey, we don't do prenatal care, so if you want to have the baby, call this number? And no, of course not. But we fought AB 775, and now NIFLA is fighting it, taking it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has accepted it. So in March, they will get a date on the calendar, so we all need to pray. AB 775, the California law requiring the pro-life pregnancy centers and clinics like ourselves to market an abortion provider in our community. It's going to the Supreme Court, and we just need to pray that the Supreme Court will uphold the rights of freedom of speech and religion and say no, 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 no. They have overturned it in other states around the country. Let's pray that AB 775 will be overturned in California this year in 2018.
One of the most important things, my brothers and sisters, that you can do is go to adoration.
Yes.
Pray for life. Pray for protection of the unborn. Pray that AB 775 gets overturned. Pray for a solution to get overturned, SB 320.
Pray the rosary. Go
pray
to Our Lady.
The rosary every day. I was going to say that.
Yeah, me too.
See, that was
you. Say where my life is.
Beat me. You see, the bottom line is that the Blessed Mother is our spiritual mother. The Blessed Mother fights for life.
Yes.
The Blessed Mother is there, and praying the rosary has unbelievable power. So go to adoration, pray the rosary
pray the
in
rosary.
Adoration, pray the rosary anytime, anywhere, pray it every single day for life. When you pray, great things happen.
Yes.
And that's, you know, we sometimes miss that component. I often say sometimes it's like ready, fire, aim,
mm-hmm.
but ready, aim, fire, and that aim has let the Holy Spirit, let the Blessed Mother, let the power of God come into your actions.
Yes.
When you do that, great things happen.
You know, Steve, I never dreamed, and you've known me all the way back, 36 years ago, practically. We've known each other that long through Curcio through being on our board, through the work that we do, you, Mary, and I being so pro-life and such dear, dear, dear friends. You know, 36 years, I never dreamed I'd still be in this fight, but it is a war. And today it's more important than ever. Number one, pray. Number two, you know, we do a lot of advocacy work, but what we're doing is boots on the ground. It's what I've shared before, that if we don't have an alternative clinic in communities across the country, we're still going to drive women into Planned Parenthood. The boots on the ground is most difficult. It's, you know, we can do advocacy work and sign on, and that's needed, but also understand the importance of getting behind. Pray for Obria. Pray for me. Look, I've been on the front lines of this battle a long time, and I'm going to tell you, my battle scars are deep. And they were painful, and it's never going to change. You know, I was in Florida. I went to confession. I went to reconciliation, and this priest said to me, "Kathleen, now don't take the." At first, I looked at him like, "Are you nuts?" But he said, "You're on the path to sainthood." But I realized we're all on the path to sainthood. What he was saying is we've been called, and that path to sainthood is a rough one. It's filled with pain and struggles and. What did Jesus do on the path to the cross? And what does Jesus say? Take up your cross and follow me. So I'm calling everybody. We are all on the path to sainthood when it comes to the dignity and sanctity of every human life. 60 million babies aborted in our watch. When do we say enough? Get on that path. It's not going to be easy. It's painful. It's hurtful. We will be attacked. But we have the armor of God to protect us. We must pick up our cross and do this. My challenge is pray, pray, pray. Get involved. Pray for me. Pray for Obria. And do what you can. Support us at obriagroup.org. Go to obriagroup.org. Support us. All of this takes funding and support and prayers and advocacy. And I just have to say, get involved.
And when you get involved, you're saying yes to Jesus.
Yes.
When you get involved, you're using your talents. I mean, take a look at James. When he talks about what good is my brothers, someone says he has faith, does not have works. Mm. Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister has nothing to wear, no food for the day, and one of them says, go in peace, keep warm and be well, but you do not give them the necessities of the body, what good is it? So also faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. My brothers and sisters, you're listening to the show because the Holy Spirit has allowed you and given you the gift to listen to this show, mm-hmm. to listen to this piece. And you are being called right now to stand up and fight and make a difference.
Yes.
Write letters to your Congress people.
Yep.
Write letters, stand and be counted, organize, be part of the Obria group. And, mm-hmm. and how can they be part of this group? What are the many things they can do?
Well, first of all, we talked about prayer. Second is, please, you know, if you have the ability, support us. Again, go to obriagroup.org. We are going national, and our costs are, you know, $3 million a year, just where we're at now. And that's to expand at a national level and unify the pro-life movement. The first time we've ever done that under a comprehensive trademark brand of comprehensive women healthcare clinics. This is mind-blowing. And then, of course, technology, being on the front lines on that phone where these young millennials are searching. Look, we just shared that millennials are coming out and marching and putting their name behind this. But, you know, they're in school and busy. All of you listening hopefully can do more, can say, okay, I'm going to jump in here and find a way to jump in. Get involved. And there's so much to be done to bring this country back to a culture of life. But the doors open right now. The windows are flying open. The doors are opening. This is our opportunity to fight, but to actually really see some strong return on that investment of our time, treasure, and talent.
My brothers and sisters, take a look at Hebrews 11:6. It says, do not throw away your confidence. It will have great recompense. You need endurance to do the will of God and receive what he has promised. God has promised life.
Yes.
God has promised protection to be our shield and our shelter. We have to have confidence. I know those of us who are in California or in certain states that it looks like the opposite is happening. Have faith. Mm-hmm. Have faith. It says in the same chapter in Hebrews, it talks about it's impossible to please God without faith. And he rewards those who believe that he exists. So having faith is what moves mountains. And we're going to be right back to talk more about making a difference for life and being the action that God has called you to be.
Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together.
Breaking news! A new and very special guest has been added for our Holy Land cruise this July. None other than Bishop Kevin Vann.
Join Bishop Vann, along with Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City and Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in all of Christendom. Call 877-538-0010 or go online to occatholic.com/travel.
Now on DVD and digital download, a story about finding truth, meaning, and beauty in the last place they expected.
I can't become Catholic. What, am I insane? There's no way.
A film to encourage your faith and help you reach out to others.
I thought, this is just nonsense. These people are crazy. Atheism is much more rational.
Convinced, featuring over 20 of today's most interesting and articulate Catholic voices, including Jennifer Fulweiler, Scott Hahn, Abby Johnson, and Patrick Madrid. Get convinced now at convincedmovie.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are back here on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope, talking about action for life with the founder CEO of the Obria Group, Kathleen Eaton Bravo. And we've been talking about making a difference for Christ by standing up for life. And one, and during the break, we talked about Revelation 3, Kathleen and I, and Revelation 3 says, the church, the Laodicea, I know your works. I know that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either cold or hot, but because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
Ugh.
You know what? You know, we're so worried about being politically correct, not offending people. I don't really care anymore. I mean, the point is, who do you honor? Do you honor God, or you try to have everyone feel great about yourself? I mean, you have to stand up and be counted. You have to say what's right. It doesn't mean that, you know, that you're being obnoxious. You do it in love, but you say what is truth is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so important.
Okay. You read that and I still have chills. Literally, I still have chills. And, if we don't listen to that, I spew you out of my mouth. I spit you out of my mouth. We cannot be lukewarm. I'm going to say it again. 60 million babies have been aborted on our watch since 1973. So I don't know about you, but when we meet our Lord, he's going to ask, what did you do to the Holocaust of abortion? I think the other thing I was going to point out, this is how far down we've gone into that lukewarm. After I left Washington, D.C., one of the things, you know, by the way, the president of the United States, first sitting president ever, whatever you think about him, the first sitting president ever spoke from the Rose Garden live to the people at the March for Life. First time ever a president spoke to the March for Life. Vice President Pence introduced him. And it was so powerful to hear him speak about the dignity and sanctity of all life and what he's doing. If we can't defund Planned Parenthood at a national level, what are we doing? So we're trying to go in and get funding to come over to our side. If you can't defund them, give us part of the money. But I think the other thing, when we left, we had great encouragement that the 20-week pain-capable act would pass in the Senate. That means that babies at 20 weeks, that is 5 months in the womb are being aborted in this country when they feel pain. If the mother goes into preterm labor and that baby's born, that baby survives, but we're killing them. And we thought, no way, with this country, the only one of six countries around the world, from Russia to China to North Korea, that kills babies in the womb at 5 months, and we're one of five or six countries in the world that do this. God help us. So 20-week pain capable act goes to the Senate. We think we have the vote, and it fails because 20 Catholic senators voted against the 20-week pain capable act, and it failed. Catholic senators that did not stand. And I think that we should send all of them that scripture right there and say, and how are you going to answer this when you meet our Lord? How are we going to answer this? And I go back to what that priest told me in reconciliation is, you're on the path to sainthood. And I think if we're not all on the path to sainthood, in other words, standing for truth in our faith and not being afraid to be judged and maligned and even stones thrown at us because we believe in that God creates life. Do we say this every Sunday or every day in Mass? What do we say? God is the creator of life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Every time you're at Mass, God is the creator of life.
And our whole Constitution is about defending life.
Defending life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Do you think the founding fathers put life first for a reason?
Amen.
Because without life, we have nothing.
Amen. My brothers and sisters, take a look at 1 Peter. 1 Peter 1:22 talks about purifying yourself to obedience to the truth. And what is the truth?
Mm-hmm.
The truth is protection of life.
Yes.
Protection of the unborn. For sincere mutual love, love one another intensely from a pure heart. Further on, love one another intensely. Peter says it again in the 4th chapter, verse 8. Above all, let your love for one another be intense, because love covers a multitude of sins. Well, that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. How can we say that we love one another, which is the great commandment, love God with all your heart, soul, might, and strength, and love one another, right?
Yes.
How can we say that we love one another unless we're trying to protect life, protect the unborn? And yes, the mother is going through a lot of struggles and challenges, and they come up with all the rationalizations. But the reality is the pain and suffering that go along with the act of abortion that woman has for the rest of their life. How can you love her and allow her to go through that without at least trying to pray and counsel and support?
Mm-hmm.
And you, above all, know that.
Yes, I do. I am a post-abortive woman, and when I found myself in an unplanned pregnancy, I went, just like girls at the time, you already know how old we are, talked about it, it was the Yellow Pages, and of course, what was there but Planned Parenthood, there was no alternatives. I sat down on the curb outside the back door of that abortion clinic, and that's when, and by the way, as I shared with you, Steve, I'd been away from the church for about 8 years. I was the typical angry teenager moving into my 20s. Into my late 20s, I carried that sort of hardened heart until I lost my son Toby through a decision I made to have an abortion. But it was that abortion and my son, who I've named Toby, that actually brought me back from the cliff to embrace my faith. But not only embrace my faith, but stand up and say, I've got to do something. And that was 37 years ago. I had that abortion, and I've been doing this for 36 years. And I'm no different. I'm not special. I'm not any different than any of you out there. I'm just me. I'm one woman that just said, you know, somehow we have to make a difference. And God uses that. When we say to God, use me, as Father Leo Chalano says, when he told me one time and beat his fist on the table and he said, Kathleen, when you say to God, God, use me, by God, God will use you. So I'm challenging everybody, say, God, use me to help somehow, some way, bring this nation back to a culture of life, not just to the beginning of life, but all the way to the end of life. I mean, we're in a culture where we do not respect life from the beginning to end of life. And that's another whole subject. But of course, you know, in California, assisted suicide, we have euthanasia. We have lost our way, and we wonder why our country is in such array, because we don't even, I'm sorry, but you know, look what's happened in Florida. If young people take guns or people take guns and shoot children, is it just sort of a natural history to understand if we don't respect life in the womb, if we don't respect it on through death, then what makes this wrong? I mean, can you remember Mother Teresa standing in front of during the Clinton, at the Clinton prayer breakfast?
Awesome.
And she stood up and said, any nation that kills a whole generation of children in the womb will not survive.
Amen.
How many years ago
Amen.
Was that? And where
Amen.
Are we today?
We're with Kathleen Eaton Bravo, founder, CEO of the Opia Group. We're talking about action for life. We're talking about making a difference, living out your purpose. Romans 8:28 says that all things work for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. You are been called. Mm-hmm. You have been called to make a difference. You have been called to stand up for life. Now, it also says in the 8th chapter of Romans, verse 1, that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There are some of you listening right now that have had an abortion. God is not condemning you.
No.
God is saying to you, come back to me. He wants to heal your pain. He wants you to make a difference, though, to tell other women who may be considering having an abortion why it's important not to have one.
I agree. You know, a man that I know, he used to be on our board, you know him too, but he came to me one time and he said, you know, Kathleen, who you need to reach out to. In 1973, when abortion, you know, became law in this country, it was the generation of I mean, you know, I'm now 65 years old. I've been doing
No.
Now you all know. Now
it's
you all know.
It's going the opposite way. Next year is 64.
Yeah, that's it.
Then 63.
But he said to me, you know, you need to reach out to your generation that now has lived their lives and had abortions, but unlike you, haven't spoke out. But guess what? When we get to be our age, we start thinking about our mortality. Where are we going? I'm challenging my generation, even if you're not post-abortive, men and women, you know, there's post-abortive men. Let's address this. Not just post-abortive. For every baby that's aborted, there is a father. And those men are starting to
Amen.
Speak out.
Amen.
And so I'm just doing a direct challenge. Look, we have this new generation of millennials say they're the most pro-life generation ever. Well, I'm reaching out to my generation and all of you out there that are in your 60s and in your 70s looking towards we start looking towards, okay, when I meet our Lord, what's it going to be like? What's he going to say? And some of you have had an abortion, men and women. And I'm challenging you all to, you're the generation that now has had great success, great life, and moving into retirement and where you're at and you're at. This is an opportunity for you to give your time, treasure, and talent. I'm challenging my generation who has maybe not addressed the fact that you had an abortion many, many, many years ago, but now you're at a place in your life saying, I got to look back and see how did I live my life so that when I meet our Lord, what am I going to be held accountable to? I'm challenging you to step up and call me. Get on, go obriagroup.org and look at Kathleen at obria.org and contact me. You know, we can be the generation as we move into our mortality to start joining those millennials and reaching hands and saying, we've been here. We're going to pass on. We're going to continue mentoring you. And in some ways, they're going to mentor us. I'm challenging you to get involved at this point in your life because I'm here and I'm not going anywhere.
Amen.
I'm not.
Hallelujah.
I mean, people say, when are you going to retire? And I said, I don't know. Let me ask God.
Hallelujah. Retire when you go with the Lord, right?
I said, amen.
I will say without a doubt that God wants you on fire.
Yes.
On fire with the Holy Spirit. On fire. Many of you are thinking, well, what can I do? And the answer is, what can God do through you?
Mm.
You can make the impossible possible.
Absolutely.
You can move mountains because that's what Scripture tells us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Lord tells us. You look at these people, they were fishermen, the disciples. Moses, you know, he was out with sheep and whatever, and he said, you know, I stutter and what. You know, you look at people who have changed the world. They are people just like you.
Yes.
There are people just like you, and you can make a difference. And it starts with that. Starts saying, Lord, I don't know what I can do, but I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you all that I have. And when you make that statement, then God just takes over.
He does. He will use you. It goes back to Father Leo's. By God, God will use you. And it's time for us to say, God, use me. Use me where you need me. But I'm here speaking on the frontline battleground. It is a tough battle. And you're not going to be liked. I think I've shared this story. I didn't want my husband to tell our neighbor when we got married and I moved in. Don't tell her what I do. She was a single woman and, you know, way up VP in this big company. I don't want to deal with it in my own neighborhood. I said that because it was just like in my neighborhood, I don't want to have to deal with this battle. But you know what? The battle is our battle in every place that God puts us. So what does my husband do? Hi, this is my wife. This is what she does. And I look at him like, and
Hallelujah.
He just smiled. And he said, no, Kathleen.
A shout out for Frank.
Yeah, shout out for Frank. It's like, no, Kathleen, in our neighborhood, in our workplace, in our churches, we need to speak out truth. And it is a tough truth to speak out. We cannot hide behind fear and complacency. Complacity, is that the word?
Close enough for me too.
But in other words, I'm challenging like you are to get involved and do something. It's great. It's wonderful. God will use you.
My brothers and sisters, when you say yes to Jesus, when you don't hesitate, when you're on fire with the Lord, you feel energized. You feel mm-hmm. alive. And that's exactly what Empowered by the Spirit, this show is all about. Is saying, say yes to Jesus, say yes to the Holy Spirit, and when you do that, your whole life will change. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're with Kathleen Eaton Bravo, founder, CEO of the Obia Group, and we are on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back with a final, very critical segment and message for you. We'll be right back.
Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together. Join us this year at the annual Orange Catholic Foundation's Conference on Business and Ethics at Hotel Irvine, Friday, May 4th. This incredible conference is packed every year with men and women who are truly making a difference in our diocese. It's also a wonderful way to raise funds to provide financial aid for students who are unable to afford a quality Catholic education. To sponsor this year's event or purchase tickets, go online to orangecatholicfoundation.org, and we'll see you on May 4th.
My name is Nick Jordan. I'm the founder of Wells of Life. I'm here to tell you that there are 10 million people in Uganda without access to clean water. Imagine your water comes from a stream or pond shared with animals. Imagine that this water is loaded with parasites and disease. Each day you have to walk 3 miles to fetch this because it's all the water there is. So what can you do about this? The great news is you can do a lot. Go to wellsoflife.net and make a personal donation. Talk to your family, church, or company about funding your own well. Every penny goes to fund your well and will bring water and life to as many as 1,000 parishioners in rural Uganda for up to 20 years. Go to wellsoflife.net and make a personal donation. Wellsoflife.net.
Hello, everyone. It's Deacon Steve Greco. We are back on Empowered by the Spirit. We're talking about Action for Life with Kathleen Eaton Bravo, founder CEO of the Obria Group. There are so many exciting things happening with the Obria Group. It is expanding nationally. Mm-hmm. We said 500 clinics.
You said that.
The Holy Spirit said that to me. You know, but think about it. You're at 40.
Yep, 40. We'll be at 50, over 50 within a month. We have a lot of them onboarding.
A few years ago, it was like three, right?
Three.
You know, and so
A
year ago, it was three. And so the bottom line is this: with God, all things are possible. Now, that message, with God, all things are possible, is for all of us listening in. There's a reason why you turned into the show. A reason why you're listening is because God wants to give you encouragement. God wants to give you hope. And I'm especially reaching out right now to the women out there that are in difficult times. You're pregnant. You don't know what to do. Perhaps you're a man who has a relationship with a woman and she became pregnant. Perhaps you're married, perhaps you're not married. But the point is that there's a decision to be made. Make a decision for life. Kathleen, mm-hmm. you have heard these women for 35 years, if not longer. There are real issues. And what do you say to those women listening mm-hmm. in right now, those men listening in right now? Why should they keep their baby when they can't afford the baby? Many of them don't have jobs. They don't know. They don't want their parents to know. Mm-hmm. All the things that you've heard so many times. What is your message to them?
Well, after 36 years and myself being post-abortive, I can tell you there's nothing that is facing you that will not change tomorrow. I mean, for every reason I felt I had to have that abortion, I walked away from all those reasons. Actually, after I had the abortion, my job, I walked away from the job. I didn't have faith. I came back to the Lord. Thank God. But everything I thought, I was a single mom. I couldn't do this. It was a relationship. It was a mistake. It was everything. I had all the reasons. I have to support my child. I'm a single mom. I can't do this. I could lose my job. It doesn't matter, because after the abortion, I literally walked away from my life. And so here I am today. My point is, every day or as we move forward in our life, we always have issues, complications, fears. We just shared, I mean, Steve and I, we just shared during the break that what was going on in our lives with our family and our children and the world and how we're impacted even within our own lives moving forward. There's always going to be that hardship and struggles and pain in our lives, but nothing, I promise you, nothing can be more beautiful than to look at all that and say, but I'm strong enough to give my child life? You know, there's three options. There's three choices. We are a world of choice. There's three choices, and two of them are life. One is death. Two of them are life. And so it's basically going to young, to all of you, I'm reaching out to all of you to embrace one of those choices. And I can help you. Call me. Email me. The choice of life is beautiful. Whether you parent that child or place that child for adoption, which is a loving, loving option, open adoption, where you can still be a part of the child's life. There's so many opportunities that, that you will grow in your faith, grow in your love. Look, if you choose one of those options for life, whether, and you have that baby, I promise you, never have you seen a woman walk out of the hospital after giving life to her child crying. Never. Regardless if that choice is adoption or parenting, she gave that child life. It's joy. Your heart fills with love and compassion for that child. But every woman that walks out the back door of an abortion clinic walks out crying. I guarantee it. So if you look at that and understand we're here for you, you don't have to make that decision, that people are here to help, that no matter what the need is, no matter what you feel is driving you to that, money, school, parents, boyfriend leaving you, whatever it is, we can help. And that decision to end a precious baby's life, I think I'm just going to say it, will haunt you for the rest of your life.
My brothers and sisters, God loves you passionately.
Yes.
Jesus loves you passionately. As you look at Romans 8, it says nothing will separate you from the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Neither present things nor future things, nor height nor depth, nor angels nor principalities nor creatures. Nothing will separate you from the love of God. Your being pregnant does not separate you from the love of God. I'll say that again.
Yes.
You being pregnant does not separate you from the love of God. But when you say, I'm going to be like Eve, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, I'm going to become like God. I'm going to eat that apple and I'm going to be godlike in the sense of destroying life or taking life or making a decision that God clearly does not want you to make, because God is for life. God created life. He created life and dignity of life, but he will give you a way out. And
yes,
it says in Corinthians that there's no issue or problem that you have that God won't help you find a way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let God be God. Let God be God. Let God give you the solution, and people will come out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
Something will happen that you didn't expect.
Yes. You know, it's, you hear beautiful stories, some of them sad, but, you know, I spoke at my church, St. John Vianney in January, at all the masses. And at the end of one of the masses, a young man walked out and said, can I talk to you for a minute? And I said, yes. And he shared a story about, I wish that you had spoken a year ago. Because a year ago, we thought the only decision that we had with what was going on in our lives was abortion. And then here you are. And so I'm reaching out. I'm going to call my girlfriend. Can we meet with you? I said, absolutely. So the issue is, the point is that the message needs to get out there that life is so beautiful. And I promise you, if you're looking at that abortion is your only option, it is not your only option. Life is an option. And there's so many beautiful things that come out of accepting life, embracing your child, whatever that decision is moving forward. Like I said, parenting or adoption. And we can walk that with you. And what you're going to do, I promise you that when you give your baby life in that hospital, you will be all smiles. You will be so full of love and say, I gave my child life. Please listen to me. I am post-abortive. I wish somebody would have taken my hand and said, you don't have to do this. So I am right now reaching out right now and I'm taking your hand. You don't have to do this. I am here for you. God is here for you. Please accept my hand. Go to Obria. Call me. Go online. Somebody will be there. I will be there for you. And it's based on the, really, we are, Steve, you said that for Christ. We are the face of Christ, the arms of Christ, the heart of Christ, the feet of Christ. So I am saying, I am the face of Christ to you. I am the arms. I am the feet. I am the love. I am the heart. So reach out to me. And I promise you that your life will soar and you will never regret it.
And you are loved unconditionally.
Yes.
There is no judgment here.
None.
There is no condemnation. Give us the numbers, a phone number, an email for them to contact.
So the phone number, my phone number, my direct line is 949-273-5040. 273-5040. And it's the website is obriagroup.org. And my email is Kathleen, with a K, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Kathleen at Obria, O-B-R-I-A, .org. I am here, even though I am doing this national program, every single woman that God brings into my path, every couple that comes because they made the wrong decision and want help, all of you, I care. And I've been doing this for 36 years, and I will connect you to the right people. I will help you. I'll pray with you. I'll just listen to you. I'll just give you a hug. Sometimes that's all it is.
What a gift it is to save a life.
Yes.
And when you think about it, when you who are listening, you who are pregnant, you're saving a life by allowing the Lord to work through you to deliver this baby. And those lives are precious to God and precious to you.
You know, I think the most sort of daunting, what I deal with is, you know, I've seen the numbers, Kathleen, in 36 years, you've saved tens of thousands of lives. Those children are having children. And I say, you know, I didn't save those lives. It was through prayer. It's through all those women that came in and worked in our centers and our clinics. It is you, Steve, the board members. It is the prayer warriors. It is even the ones that were the naysayers. Those lives are here today. Tens of thousands, because we answered God's call. God's calling us all to Amen. That path of sainthood. God's calling us all to speak out and speak truth on the life issue. We do not have the choice to say, oh, I'm pro-life, but I don't want to share it with anybody. I don't have a right to take away someone else's choice and walk in their shoes. Well, yes, we do walk in their shoes, as Christ has called us to do. And so I'm challenging people, get involved, help us save more lives, because those lives, you know, I was thinking, and I'm going to end with this, and we're going to talk about this, is when I was marching in the March for Life and I saw these millennials, how many of those millennials are there today because somebody like me or all the other wonderful hundreds of thousands of people working in these ministries around the country reached out a hand and saved a life? Think about that.
Amen.
Yes.
And God is choosing you. You talk about choice. John 15:16, it is not you who chose me, but I who chose you.
Amen.
And anointed you. And you have been anointed, Kathleen, in the Obria Group. Please support it. Go to her website. Support it financially. Support it with your time, with your talent. Support it in any way God leads you. And may Almighty God bless you, Kathleen. And speaking of prayer, and let us all pray together for Kathleen Eaton Bravo and all the workers at Obria and all the workers that are supporting life.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, a special blessing upon Kathleen and all of these people who are fighting so hard for life, that they be protected against all evil, covered with your precious blood, Lord Jesus, surrounded with hosts of holy heavenly angels, and given the gift of zeal to defend life, to support what it is that you want them to do, Father, to defend the life that you have called a life of joy, a life of love in these babies that are yet to be born. We say this to the power of the Holy Spirit through the intercession of our Blessed Mother in Jesus' name. And for all of you out there, I bless you. I bless you with every spiritual blessing. I bless you with all the love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, go in peace, being joyful and making a difference for life. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we have been on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
God bless.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio. Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together.
Breaking news! A new and very special guest has been added for our Holy Land cruise this July. None other than Bishop Kevin Vann.
Join Bishop Vann, along with Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City and Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in all of Christendom. Call 877-538-0010 or go online to occatholic.com/travel.